She packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
Hello, and welcome to the Speak Slowly Please podcast. This week's podcast comes from a newspaper called Metro, distributed free of charge in the London Underground. All of our stories this week concern celebrities. Sir Michael Caine was trapped in the attic of a disused theatre overnight after being accidentally locked in. The actor, who is 79, reportedly fell asleep after filming scenes for the new heist movie, Now You See Me, in Lowe's State Theatre in New Orleans. According to the Daily Mirror, the actor woke up from his nap to find that the cast and crew had left without him and locked the doors behind them, leaving him in the dark. When Michael eventually woke up, he realized he was locked in. His mobile phone was in his trailer, and there was no electricity in the attic, meaning he couldn't see a thing. It was pitch black. The star was forced to shout for help, but had to wait until the morning for someone to rescue him, when a carpenter went back to the theatre to retrieve his tools. The Vogue cover, featuring Adele, proved to be one of the worst-selling issues of all time, according to the magazine's editor. While she may be one of the world's most popular singers, it seems that the fashion industry has not embraced the British pop star in the same way. Vogue UK's editor, Alexandra Schulman, revealed in London last night that fame does not necessarily translate into magazine sales. Adele is the most popular woman in the world, but one of the worst sellers we have ever had. Schulman went on to say that there ought to be a relationship with the person on the cover that goes beyond how they look. Our most successful cover was the Millennium issue, which didn't have anyone on it, but acted like a mirror so you could see your own reflection, she joked to the audience. The Olympic flame is London-bound and should arrive in the country today, after it was handed over to a UK delegation in Athens that included David Beckham and Boris Johnson. There will be a special ceremony to welcome the flame, and it will then be taken around the country on a 70-day relay involving 8,000 torchbearers. If everything goes to plan, the flame will reach the Olympic Stadium in time for the opening ceremony on July 27th. Yesterday, umbrellas were at the ready as the Olympic torch was handed over to the organisers of London 2012 in a rainy Athens ceremony. As the clouds gathered over the Greek capital, dignitaries watched Spyros Kaprallos, president of the Hellenic Olympic Committee, pass the flame to Princess Anne, head of the British Olympic Association. In order to mark the 40th anniversary of his hit single, Rocket Man, Sir Elton John has beamed a live performance of the song to astronauts in space. The streaming of the performance came about as a gesture after Sir Elton John heard how Dutch astronaut André Kuipers played the song over the International Space Station's airwaves. Kuipers told how the song had acted as an inspiration to himself and many other astronauts when they were growing up, adding that it is one of the most played songs on the station. Explaining where the song originated, Sir Elton explained, Rocket Man came from those boyhood dreams of travelling beyond the stars. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.